We're Not Kidding, the tribute album to Barry Lou's greatest. It's a keeper.
Now tell me about this project.
It really starts back when I was a kid, when I was about 8 years old, and my parents went on a trip and they came back. They brought me a record, and it was Barry's album. It's called Captured Live and in the Act. As soon as I put the record on, I was just completely blown away by it, and I just listened to it. I became obsessed with the record. Listened to it over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the things that he was singing. The things he was singing about, and I got really, really into this record, and then I eventually got another album, Barry's. Years later, I was going through my old records, and I came back across that record, and I put it on. By this time, I have my own band. I thought, well, this would be a really good song to cover. The band's called the Radioactive Chickenheads, and I thought this would be a really funny song to do. I found Barry on the internet, just Google searched him, and eventually got all the rest of the albums that I never had. Even as an adult, I just loved all the albums. There were so many good songs.
Yeah.
Ended up covering more of the songs.
I have to say, you know, I've had my songs covered by lots of people over the years. And I've had a lot of folk singers, a lot of children singers record my songs. But a lot of people tend to take my songs and sort of smooth out the rough edges. When I heard the Radioactive Chickenheads cover of Underwear Is Everywhere, I just like fell off my chair. I just loved it. And I think I emailed them back and said, this is just a great cover. This has energy and power and emotion and heart and all the things that I just loved his version. And we sort of started an email correspondence and an email friendship that way, really from getting that first, I guess it was like an EP of four or five songs that they had recorded.
How many artists are involved, and how did you pick and choose which ones were going to be the final?
Oh, it was really difficult. I had about 4 hours worth of material submitted.
Oh,
I think, and that, it would more than could fill up three CDs, and to narrow it down just to two CDs was really difficult. So we have 60 songs on there.
Now, the ones that didn't get selected, are those good enough for prime time for a second volume of this?
It's almost like we put two volumes already.
That's true.
Even since we sort of effectively closed the book on the submissions, I probably have gotten 12 or 14 emails from people in bands who say, boy, I really wish I could have been involved in that. And so I'm just telling people, well, you know, you can still sing a song, you can still record it, you can still cover it, and who knows, maybe at some point we'll do another one, or maybe we'll do it online digitally. Probably by the time we get around to it, the whole music industry will be different anyway. And I have to say, I mean, the artists, I mean, I just, you know, I have to tip my hat to Aaron and all of the artists, because with Aaron, I mean, you know, he's described this as a labor of love. All the artists submitted their songs, you know, without pay. My goal with this stuff is just to get the songs out there in the universe. iTunes has like all 60 songs for like under $10. I mean,
oh.
we're not really pitching this as a big money maker.
Yeah.
You know, I started my career. I actually talked about it in the liner notes of my early albums, that this was an experiment where people count more than making money. And I've been real fortunate. I've made a living doing this as a career. But my goal has never ever been to make money. My goal has really been to get the songs and the music out there. And that was the case with my own material 20, 30 years ago. And now I just want nothing more than to get everybody's songs out there and you know, having them played on the radio and all the different places. It's 'cause I just think that they all did amazing, amazing creative work.
Now, did you get to meet any of the other artists, or was this all done via the internet and passing files back and forth?
And most of the artists on it are longtime fans of Barry. Barry's son has a song. The song "I'd Be Me." He does a great jazz version.
And I've actually gotten to meet a few of the artists. A couple of them have, because of this whole thing, they come through town. They let me know they're in town, and so I've actually met a couple of them, and certainly made contact with just everybody. I mean, it's a whole new wired world between Facebook and email and sending digital files. And I have to tell you that, I mean, aside from just having a tribute album, aside from having, you know, 45 musicians and artists who decide to record my songs, there is another level for me, which is that so many of these artists did indeed have my albums as kids. So, yes, of course, I'm counting the gray hairs, but at the same time, I mean, it is just an amazingly fulfilling feeling to sort of see people who have my albums as kids, grown up, now musicians, you know, some of whom have kind of credited my music, you know, with sort of their career choices, and then to hear them do covers of my music, I just can't begin to explore just how meaningful that is and how touching that is.
I am a little jealous that I didn't discover your music until way after I became a big kid, you know.
Well, don't feel bad, because the secret is it's not just for kids. All this week I've been visiting colleges, and in every one of my sessions there have been lots and lots of college-age students who've come up to me because they know my work through Juno. They've sat in the audience, and they laugh at the exact same places that kids laugh. They're just as receptive as any audience, which is great. When I write, I want to make sure that what I write is going to be something of quality. I don't want to just sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write a song today. I'm going to lock myself in a room and try to write a song. That's not what I want to do. I know when I first began, I wrote from, like Aaron was talking about earlier, I wrote from the perspective of being a kid, because I was not that far removed from being a kid. I was 21, 22 years old. When my wife and I had children, I began writing a lot of songs about babies and toddlers. There's a clear think for yourself theme in my songs, and there's also a very, very clear think for yourself approach in the books that I write for kids. I mean, it sometimes gets me into trouble, but just makes it more fun.
Well, yes, that's true. That's true.
Another thing inspiring about Barry to me is that he's been putting out his own records for so long and really doing all this outside of the record industry, all of his albums, his whole career.
Well, you know, one of my favorite essays is by Wendell Berry called Think Little. And it was all about how we want good government, we want good leaders, but you know, we also need good neighbors and good relationships, and he's got some great line about, you know, if you're concerned about the environment, it's all well and good to protest and to picket and to lobby your politicians, but while you're at it, pick up the trash too that you see on the ground, and that's always been sort of my approach. I was struck with a lot of the things that he had said in that essay, and it sort of permeated into my everyday life. And Aaron is the same way, though. I mean, Aaron's band, the Radioactive Chickenheads. Aaron, you have what, three albums? Is it three albums? I mean, then you also did the Halloween compilation with a bunch of artists.
We've done them all ourselves too, without outside of the record industry. I've just started my own label. You know.
And you cannot go wrong with a band called the Radioactive Chickenheads. I mean, it's a great band name, and their music is great. They did a cover of my song "I Looked Into the Mirror," and I love it so much. It's on my website because I just love the video that they created. And then they've got concert videos and clips of other songs, some that I've done and some that by others. And actually, I have to tell you, Aaron, I don't even know if you're aware of this, but when we had dinner that time and you were sort of throwing out the idea of a tribute album, Aaron had already done this Halloween album, this compilation of songs for Halloween. And I think that I was thinking about that when you were first talking about the album. I mean, my thoughts went there that, oh, wow, you know, Aaron put together all these bands to do these Halloween-themed songs. And so I guess there was really a lot of cross-pollination artistically, Aaron's thoughts and my thoughts and you know, him knowing my work, but also me knowing the things that he had put together. And so I think all of those things kind of came together relative to getting all the artists involved.
To me, it was like it's just been a dream come true, and I couldn't imagine that this would happen, especially just growing up with Barry all these years and hearing his voice, just as a voice, and then actually being able to meet him and sing a song with him has been the coolest thing.
And certainly for me too. I mean, everybody talks about my song in Juno and how exciting that was, and there's no question it was a definite highlight in my career and definitely got my name out there in the world, but this one touches my soul. The fact that so many of these artists had my albums as kids and went into the studio and covered the songs that they knew when they were younger, as well as people who were just sort of recently discovering my work and were moved enough by the things that I had written. I don't think any artist goes into a career because they want to be rich and famous. I think an artist really makes their choices because they have something that comes from within their hearts and within their souls that really they really want to get out and communicate. And I think that to be able to I've written a number of songs that speak to people. I mean, I can't think of any better testament. I mean, it's just an incredibly rewarding feeling for me.